Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They were alive until someone decided otherwise. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Another interesting aspect of it is just kind of seeing the transition from that life of childhood into adulthood. It was kind of seamless almost, where he at a super young age, got in to Uptown Records as an intern and really just kind of started climbing his way up very, very quickly. He left that world of his mom, or even was kind of integrated into that world with his mom, allegedly, and then started kind of becoming Diddy very quickly in his early 20s, still, you know, pretty much a kid. And then that world continued on with, I guess, validation for all of these needs that he had. There wasn't ever really that moment, I think some of us have, when we leave childhood and leave our parents and leave the nest and go, who do I want to be? Who am I? When you separate yourself from what you were around as a child, hopefully not sex parties with mom, but you know, whatever you came from. He just kind of kept going and had the money and had the backing and had everybody saying yes to him going forward. So it really was never a time for reflection. It was just always reinforcing really unhealthy ways of living and unhealthy views of how to treat other people, it seems.
Yeah, and it what it also seems like is, you know, that his mother's clearly his ride or die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, and he never had that balance. Like he clearly never had that. Like he just was surrounded by yes people, you know, like he never had that person apparently just kind of in his ear being like, yo, man, you might want to reel this shit in. And if he did have that person, he wasn't willing to listen.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you can now kind of understand that his mother was continuing to enable him throughout the course of his life. You know, she had to have been aware of all the shit that was going on with him. You know, I mean, that's his confidant. I guarantee you there is no one that he told more to than his mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and if she's going to continue on her path of leading him astray, which she did, maybe wittingly or unwittingly, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I can't get in her brain when he was like, whatever possessed her to say, all right, you know, I'm gonna get my gal friends to come in and, you know, like keep my son busy.
Yeah, let me pimp up
while
my
I do the things that I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, just to keep him occupied. And at the same time, I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll turn him into a man. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you just, it leaves you wondering, like, psychologically, man, this thing is fascinating.
Yeah.
It really is.
With let's go back to the murder accusation that was made by Al B. Shore in the documentary. The fact that he's saying that out loud, and he's also saying that it's a legal process that's going on. He said he can't say too much about it, so he kind of left it at that. He said the murder of Kim Porter. Then he goes back and says, should I have said allegedly? Yes. The answer to that is yes, Al B. Shore. Good thing you did say that. But the fact that he's saying it out loud and that there is some sort of legal proceeding, as he alludes to, going on behind the scenes, there's nothing civilly charged here. There's nothing criminally charged here. What could be going on behind the scenes right now, legally, without there being anything filed in terms of a lawsuit right now?
Well, I mean, do you know, as you sit here, when did she die?
2018 was when she died. And there is a body, she's buried. She was not cremated. My question is she in the casket?
Right.
I would assume if you're Diddy and if something did happen that was unscrupulous, you might not want to have the body available for exhuming. But as far as we know, it's there.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what you have to do. Like, I don't know if an autopsy was done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, typically people of means, if they die suddenly, you know, without any kind of indication as to why, really, like, typically, I think that they would want to do an autopsy. Somebody in the family would be like, you know what? Seems off. There's something weird about that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't believe they did. It was lobar pneumonia. And so she had been sick for a short period of time and then out of nowhere died. And everyone was very shocked by that. But I think that's what they chalked it up to. It's like, look, she had pneumonia, she was sick, and she died. So I don't believe an autopsy was done. I don't think there's any toxicology that was done. 2018, you have a body. I guess depending on if something was used, what was used, what would still be present in her corpse if it's still there, because there are ways of killing people that are pretty, you know, undetectable, if you will.
Right.
And, right, you know, you can do insulin. You can do a lot of things that could kill someone and no one's ever going to be the wiser unless they really look into it at right. The time of death. You get further out, some of those signs go away. So I guess it really depends. If this was a murder, how was it done? If there was poisoning? The other thought on this is maybe there wasn't any poisoning. And I don't know the answer to this, but whoever was in charge of her care, if there was some sort of incentive not to give her the care that she needed or not give her the medicine that she needed or give her something else that she thought she was getting what she needed, that could kill you too if you're not being treated correctly. And then it looks no one's any the wiser because you literally had an illness kill you due to lack of treatment, which could be a possibility here too, which is that murder? I guess if your intent is for the person to die, it would be, but it'd be a hard one to prove.
Yeah, it would definitely be a hard one to prove. I mean, you'd really have to. I mean, they did it with Tammy Daybell.
Yeah.
I mean, they exhumed her and you know, they kind of worked their way backwards after it became apparent of what was going on with Lori and Chad. You know, so I mean, it's essentially the same concept. But, you know, in terms of embalming and just the process of preserving the body for burial, like, I don't know how much that affects things. I mean, obviously, you'll have to pull the legal record or the medical records and kind of look to talk to the things that you're talking about, like her medical care. Like, was she treated in a hospital? You know, was she treated at home? Did she just go to a doctor? You know, did she have a regular physician? Like, all of those things, you know, and then you kind of have to look at, like, who made that determination that that was the cause of death? And then, you know, from the poisoning angle, I guess where you'd start is, you know, what type of, I guess, what type of injection or drugs could you give somebody that would cause symptoms that were similar to pneumonia?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you said, and I hate to keep hearkening back to Vallo, but, you know, a lot of people think that Lori's brother, who was her henchman, you know, who a lot of people think that was the guy who was actually doing the killing for them. Mm-hmm. He suddenly dies mysteriously, yeah. You know, and a lot of people think the same thing, that, you know, he was injected with something, or he ingested something that ultimately killed him. You know, so it's like, whether or not something's going to come of it is tough. I mean, obviously, as you know, T, you got to prove it in a court of law. It's one thing to speculate about it. It's a whole different thing to meet that burden of beyond a reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think what it does is, even if they can't say, all right, well, Porter seems to be one that could be a victim, I mean, it opens the floodgates into looking into everybody around him. Like what we were talking about earlier, like anybody that dies, it was in his orbit. Like, he's going to be looked at, if it wasn't a death that was like, the guy just had cancer and was dying for 5 years. Like, if it's a sudden heart attack, if somebody happens to fall in front of an L train, you know, like all the different ways that people, you know, typically don't die. And if they start dying, and they're, you know, people that had knowledge about him and were in his orbit, you know, I mean, I think they're going to start looking at all of it, man. I mean, Jesus.
What does it say if, because look, somebody is accusing you of murder, and if you didn't do it, I think you'd fire back. I mean, obviously, he's already in a compromising position as it is, so I don't know if he will, but he's always been denying everything. But if somebody accuses you of murder, I think, you know, that would be grounds for a defamation lawsuit back at them. But here's the deal. If there is something to it, you probably don't want to file that defamation lawsuit, because that would kind of open up the doors to discovery as to why these accusations are being made. And that would open up a lot of information you probably don't want to have come out.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't respond, I think that will be somewhat telling. If Al B. Shore does get a lawsuit actually going, that could certainly open up some floodgates too. But I don't know that Diddy's necessarily running to respond legally to this accusation. Or is this a carrot on a stick that Al B. Shore is throwing out there? Like, come on, sue me. I dare you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's a couple ways to look at it. Number one, if I'm his attorneys, I'm telling them to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Like I'm not letting them, like, I know you want to pop off. I know that you want to respond to this. We're not doing it. We're in the middle of a huge federal case, and they're looking to indict you on more stuff. So, like, he's got to just bite his tongue. He's just going to have to sit there. If Al B. Shore files suit, like you said, and we've talked about this exact thing before, in terms of the amount of information that you can get in civil discovery is vastly more in depth than you can get in criminal proceedings because of the Constitution. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have those same constitutional rights when it comes to a civil lawsuit, when they haul you in for a deposition. And, you know, I mean, the defense to defamation is, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that then becomes the battleground, you know, where you're going to have Al B. Shore and everybody else that they can gather that's got information coming out and firing. And Diddy's going to have to sit there and get deposed. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no avoiding that. If you're going to sit there and say that the guy's lying, there's going to be a deposition that's going to take place with Diddy, where he's going to have to sit there, and that is going to be the Inquisition. Like, mm-hmm. Like no other.
Yeah.
Like, in a way that you can't be interrogated by police in a criminal case. That's what I'm saying. It really opens him up to just like an unbelievable amount of potential discovery and information flooding out, because, you know, they're parsing every single word, and it's impossible. It's mm-hmm. impossible when you're just, every other word out of your mouth is a lie, to keep track of it all. You just can't. Like, the only way that you can do that is by telling the truth, like, because you don't have shit to forget.
With exhuming a body, which, if, I don't know, I'm not an expert in any of this, just from what we talk about here, I would think if you got Kim Porter's body tested, that would be a big deal, especially if something showed up. In a civil case, what are the grounds to do that, and who has the ultimate choice of a body being exhumed? Would that be her kids, which would be She has one with Albie Shore. She has a couple with Diddy. So you have some who may not be so keen on digging Kim up. Or can a court order that if it's you're making these accusations? Look, we got to look at this. We have no choice. We have to. Or can that be stopped by one of the parties?
Yeah. I mean, all of those things exist in terms. Hold on. Sorry.
Sure.
All of those different things exist in terms of. If it's, it would be the estate, it would be her kids, you know, her people, mm-hmm. but her estate would be the ones, if they wanted to proceed and pursue it, they could be the ones that, and I don't even know that they need a court order. I mean, they might, if the family's saying we want her exhumed because we want to perform an autopsy to see what we can see, that's the easiest path. I mean, in terms of, like the government coming in and saying we want to exhume the body. I mean, you're going to be confronted with that concept of it's a fishing expedition. We need probable cause to show because you're essentially asking for a warrant, you know, to exhume her and go conduct a search on her person. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's an interesting concept as well. And I don't know if they have enough.
Yeah. And that'd be a whole different type of case too. That would be criminal versus civil.
Right.
And we don't know where it's going to go, if it's going to go anywhere at all. And that's, he was very, very mysterious when alluding to what was actually going on behind the scenes legally. If it was civil or criminal, we don't know the answer to that question.
And I think the interplay that you were talking about is what's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on, like, if it turns into, okay, Albie Shore is going to file a suit against him for wrongful death. That's one thing. If Diddy turns around and files a suit for defamation, and then Albie Shore's lawyers say, all right, good, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to sue you back, and we're going to sue you for wrongful death. That opens the whole can of worms. Like mm-hmm. at that point, you know what I mean? Like they could be waiting to see what his response is. Mm-hmm. If something comes down the pike, whether it be a defamation suit or whether or not he being Albie Shore in the estate of Kim Porter is thinking about, all right, we want to move forward with the wrongful death. Mm-hmm. You know, lawsuit, which we saw again with you know, Kim Goldman, you know, was it Goldman?
OJ.
Was that OJ's, you know, like her, like, and it's a much lower burden in terms of, you know, getting a judgment in a civil case than it is getting a conviction in a criminal case. So, I mean, those are all definitely possibilities, but like you're really trying to stick that carrot out there on that stick with them. If you're trying to draw him in, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So like, cause that's the way that I would look at it. If he files a wrongful death suit, you know, and there's going to be a lawyer out there that says, yeah, I'm all in, man. Mm-hmm. You know, like the potential payday on this thing's huge. And you know, kind of the notoriety that I can gain from bringing the suit, like he won't have a hard time finding a civil defense or civil plaintiff's lawyer to come in and say, yeah, I'll take a look at this. I'll mess with it. Yeah. You know, so like how it plays out will be just another fascinating aspect of this case.
It keeps getting deeper and darker every single day. And who knows what's around the next corner. Literally, things could be unearthed. People could be unearthed.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. The trail of destruction runs deep.
Yes, it does.
We'll keep following it right here. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. commercial-free, with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast goes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.